Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because I got Baldy. He's ready to roll. Yep. And I'm just curious. Do you think they'll let him back in Atlanta?
Baldy?
Yeah.
I don't know why they'd be mad at him. Like, it's not.
God dog it, Baldy. Stop picking on us.
It's not Baldy's fault he's breaking down film with the Falcons not doing their jobs. But, I mean, it was another week and it was another Baldy video breakdown of the Falcons being kind of embarrassing on defense as he joins us now. Baldy, you said you're trying not to beat a dead horse, but, I mean, it's not your fault. The Falcons keep putting it on tape.
I hope it's not my fault, Randy, for crying out loud, man. I mean, I'm trying not to do that. I like Atlanta. I like everyone in the 404. You know, I mean, I know Arthur Blank. I respect Arthur, but, I mean,
it's bad.
That's just a bad product right now. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I really don't know where the fix is because, the basics, right, the basics of this business is just lining up, just getting lined up and understanding your assignments. And if you can't get lined up and you're having one mental assignment or assignment error after another, I don't know how to fix that. You can say talent or you can say all these drafts and you can say coaching, but I mean, getting lined up and knowing your assignment is the very basic every single play. That's part of being a professional.
That's part of football, right, Baldy? I mean, alignment, assignment, technique. I mean, and I think that's been one of the biggest problems because every day, every week we hear the same thing, Baldy, with them is communication. But you're right. They can't get lined up. You can't win anyways. And right now, you're at a point right now, they're just looking for a win. And I think they can possibly win this game against Los Angeles. But what do they need to do? Maybe defensively, because Todd Gurley's coming back. You know they want to run a play-action pass and run downhill and all those things. What can the Falcons do to stop this from happening?
Well, I mean, I saw the Rams score 7 points last week, against the 49ers. They got stopped on the goal line twice in a row. I know Todd Gurley wasn't there, but Malcolm Brown is a good back. I saw him get stopped there. I saw him get stopped in the fourth quarter on 2nd-and-1, 3rd-and-1, and 4th-and-1 in successive plays. They're not – look, they're struggling like a lot of teams are struggling right now. So I'm anxious to see what Sean McVay does. But this is not the Super Bowl champion Rams, that they're playing this weekend. I mean, so all these games are winnable. I mean, you're there at home. They're coming to see you this week. Seattle's, the NFC West is coming to see you. Back-to-back weeks. It'd be a good way to get back in the race here. I think Matt Ryan's going to put up points. Everybody else is putting up points on the Rams right now. So that's not their biggest problem by far. But stopping teams right now is a real issue. And it starts with what you just said. Alignment, assignment, technique. I mean, that's what wins games and loses games for you.
Brian Baldinger joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he does every single Friday, our radio.com NFL insider, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Baldy, why do you think the Rams offense looks the way that it does this year? They've been so high-flying in the past. Is it as simple as Todd Gurley not being healthy, or is there more to it than that?
No, it's far more than that. I mean, they're not getting the explosive plays that they once got on their speedo routes, the max protection down the field. Some of it might be that they're just so pass happy. They've gotten away from the run in a lot of games, like against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They threw it 70 times. They ran it 11 times. I mean, so it's been really imbalanced. They've replaced two starters up front that started every game for them last year, and John Sullivan and Roger Saffold, with young players. And one of the young players, Joseph Noteboom, the left guard, who I think is going to be a good player and is well coached, went out of the game last week. So, they're not as good up front. And if you're asking Jared Goff to just go win games for you by just throwing it, I don't think he could do that. And I'm not saying he's a system quarterback, but he has struggled just to take care of the football this year and to just continually throw accurate throws to a variety of receivers and a variety of route combinations. So I think if the Rams are going to get back, it starts with them being able to move the line of scrimmage and run the football. There's not a lot of magic to it. They got to knock people off the ball, and they've struggled to do that.
Baldy, I know the big football news this week was Jalen Ramsey being traded to Los Angeles for two first-rounders and the fourth-rounder. We had Wes on. Wes made a great point. He's leaving, going from Florida to California, from California back to Atlanta. How much do you think he'll play, and how effective do you think he'll be?
Well, I mean, part of the reason why he wanted out of Jacksonville was they weren't really just letting him play press man.
Mm-hmm.
And just take, you know, the number one receiver the way Marshawn Lattimore does or the way Stephon Gilmore does in New England. He just really wasn't able to do that. And so I think that was part of the problem. I think then there's internally some issues there in Jacksonville. But look, I mean, Wade Phillips will be coaching Jalen Ramsey now. The one thing Wade Phillips has always been able to do is coach great players. I mean, going back to Bruce Smith, he can coach great talent. And that's what Jalen Ramsey is. But, you know, there's more to it than just being a great talent. You got to be a great teammate. You got to do things that you might not like to do. I mean, you got to sign up for all of that. Now, they made the decision to go get him. And I'm not against – I don't – the compensation is the compensation. I don't – maybe you can't find Jalen Ramsey in these drafts. But, you know, he's only 24 years old. He's got a bright future. He's going to play in Los Angeles for the next few years with guys like Aaron Donald. They have the pieces to being a playoff team, and he's got to play at a high level. They traded Marcus Peters away. Aqib Talib's not going to be there for a while, and maybe not the rest of this year. They're going to count on him to really shut down good players, you know, that he's going to see. And so he's got to do that right now.
Speaking of Aaron Donald, what's the best tactic to try to minimize his impact on your offense? What do you do to try to slow him down?
Well, you better have a game plan every single play, run or pass. Because if you don't, he's going to ruin your play. And so he's the single most disruptive player in the league. And now the numbers don't say that this year, but he goes through stretches like this when teams just game plan the heck out of him and somebody else has to win. But you better have two guys and maybe three guys on him every play. And backside blocks in the run game are as important as front side blocks. If you don't cut him off, he's going to make the play. I don't care what you're doing. So it doesn't take many plays in a game to ruin your game. I mean, getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands, hitting your quarterback, forcing a fumble, those things change the games. And he's capable of doing it every play. I've seen teams have really good game plans against him this year and last year and nullify him. And so that's really what it takes. It takes really smart coaches, really conscientious players to be able to nullify him or at least mollify him in these games.
Audrey, where are you at this week?
I'm going to be in Tennessee doing a college game and then doing the Tennessee Titans and Chargers game on Sunday.
What's going on with the Titans? I mean, we know that Marcus Mariota looked like gangbusters against the Atlanta Falcons, and then all of a sudden now he's replaced by Ryan Tannehill. I mean, that should say a little bit about this Falcons defense. I mean, they've made it. Baldy, it seems like they've been everybody's get-right game.
Yeah, well, I mean, last week against Denver, they didn't score a point. Randy, I mean, it was ugly. It was really bad. And Marcus was bad. He was bad from the beginning. But then, you know, Tannehill wasn't really much better either. They threw three interceptions between them. You saw what the Broncos looked like last night. They didn't look like any kind of gangbusters at all. And they got shut out 16-0. The quarterback play has been abysmal. But really, I mean, I'm a fan of Marcus Mariota. I know him pretty well. And nobody was good around him. The two tackles were terrible. The right guard got abused. Nate Davis, just a rookie out of Charlotte. They weren't good up front. I didn't think any part of the offense looked good. So, you know, the quarterback, he's always the fall guy. But Marcus was a good in that game, and they were looking for a spark. And they made a decision to go to Tannehill. But it's just a really dysfunctional-looking offense right now. They can't get the ball to the wide receivers, and they're not opening holes for Derrick Henry. So they're not good anywhere right now.
Last one, Baldy. What did you think about that game last night? I already saw some clips that you had put up against the Denver Broncos offense. Is that the worst O-line in ball? Because that Garrett Bowles, I mean, that was just bad, bad, bad last night.
It was. I mean, he was bad. I mean, I'm a fan of Dalton Risner, the left guard. But mm-hmm. Flacco wasn't good. The receivers weren't good. You know, outside of that opening drive that was kept alive because of defensive penalties, they didn't do anything offensively the whole night. They looked like the Titans did last week. I was shocked. I thought they would play better than that. I thought they could run the ball against a team that had given up a lot of run yardage. They made the Kansas City Chiefs look like the 85 Bears last night, and that's hard to do, but they did it.
Baldy, we appreciate it as always, man. Have a good weekend in Tennessee. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Appreciate it, Baldy.
All right, guys. All right, see you, Randy. Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.